Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've got Danny Wharton from the Isle of Wight Council, and you are in charge of, or so closely associated with, the short break scheme.
I am, yes, thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Now, to enlighten everybody, I bang on about short breaks all the time, but tell us what the short breaks is in the round, as it were.
Right, so the short breaks is run by the Isle of Wight Council,
yeah,
and it provides funding to providers on the Isle of Wight for them to run activities for children with additional needs and disabilities.
Right.
For ages 0 to 19.
Okay.
There's a wide variety of activities available at the moment. We've got a horse ride, and we've got Rectus Radio on a Saturday morning, sensory play sessions, and lots of different things. So, yeah, skateboarding, you name it, we've got it.
And these are all activities provided by a range of activity providers, and they're not all Saturday mornings, they're on different days of the week.
No, that's right, yes. So some are after school, some are evenings, and some are at the weekends, either Saturday or Sunday. And they're not all, you know, say for example, we've got Island Riding, which is quite a big company. Some are run by volunteers, smaller companies, individuals. So, yeah, if anybody would like to be a provider, you know, please do contact me and I'll be happy to talk it through.
We'll get your details out towards the end of the interview. But yes, and people who go, they need to have a short breaks membership card, don't they?
They do, yes. So membership is free. It's a really easy application form. They can either apply online at the Isle of Wight Council website.
Yep.
If you go into the search button and press short breaks, it'll come up straight away.
Okay.
And a digital membership card will be issued out to the parent for the child, and then they can attend the activities.
Indeed. And now most of the activities have a small charge associated with them, don't
yes
they?
It is a reduced rate activity, so there's one or two that are free, but majority are a small rate.
Okay. And I think there are lots of places you can find out what's being offered on the website as well.
Yes, there's more details on the website about what activities are on offer. It's also all detailed on the Family Hub.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Yes, we've got it all on there. And we can also email it out if anyone would just like to have a look at the activity guide.
And, I mean, Lisa, you'd be too old for most of them, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, yeah.
But there are different age ranges for some. I mean, the Vectis Radio one is 11 to 19.
Yeah.
But there are others for lower age ranges and so forth.
Yeah, we try to cater for all ages so that there is enough activities for each sort of age range.
Right, okay.
But we're always looking for new activities.
So if you are a provider of activities, that could be anything, couldn't it? It could be a local bowls club, for example.
Yes, anything really. Anything that would be interesting, you know, for children and young people to join. There are occasions where, you know, sort of universal services or universal activities might be too big, you know, too noisy for children with additional needs. So what we can do is we can help support set up a smaller session, and we can also help with training to ensure that all of the staff are trained ready.
Yeah. And there is financial support for this. You don't do it out of the good. No, the providers don't necessarily do it out of the goodness of their heart. There is a financial support for it.
Yes, there is. Yes, we can help with support for staffing costs, for venue, and for a small amount of equipment if they're just starting up. Yeah.
It's a nice little scheme. That, I mean, is it nationally provided? Is it?
It is nationally provided, but I think each local council have taken it, you know, on their own path, really, depending on what's needed. Yeah.
And the idea is, I mean, for our one, you drop your child off here for 3 hours, and you can go and have 3 hours of peace.
Yes.
Whilst your child is recording stuff and making noises on the radio.
Yeah.
And it's similar for horse riding and things like that.
It is, I imagine. I mean, the ethos of short breaks in the beginning was that the parent gets a short break.
Yeah.
So we do like to encourage providers to be able to let the child stay. But obviously, you know, there are occasions when the child would like the parent to stay, or the parent wants to stay, that we have to, you know, accommodate that.
As a provider here, that's what we say, you can stay if you want.
Yeah.
My experience is that most of the children can't wait for their parents to actually leave. They don't want them there at all.
Yeah, it's their time.
So don't feel guilty about leaving your child with us or any other providers, because they're desperate to see the back of you, to be honest. It's a huge range, though. I'm quite impressed. But have a look at the little catalogue. Do you still do the printed catalogue?
We don't do the printed one, no. You know, obviously,
everything's online, isn't it?
It is, yes, and it saves on paper, and and time and postage and that sort of thing.
So how do people get hold of you then if they want to be either a provider or find out more information?
If they go to the Isle of Wight Council website,
yeah,
and then type in the search engine short breaks, it will have all our contact details on that.
Okay. Anything you'd like to ask, Alicia?
I haven't thought of anything, actually.
Okay. I mean, there's everything from Lego clubs up to, as I say, radio.
Yeah, there used to be a Lego club, yeah. I forgot to mention earlier, we've got swimming as well.
Oh, yes, swimming and all kinds of stuff.
We've got Tiger Teens at the Wild Heart Sanctuary in Sandown.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we've also got Blue Sky Arts. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
There's loads and loads.
Wootton have got a youth club, and we've got Blue Sky Performing Arts, and we've got lots and lots of different activities.
We spend 3 hours Saturday morning, and it goes like that. It's just gone.
Yeah.
3 hours are gone, and they say, oh, we've really got to go now. Yes, sorry, you have, but your time's over, and we've got to leave as well. We're hungry. But
yeah, members also do get access to our caravan at Lower Hyde.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's at a discounted rate again, and it's a fully accessible caravan at Sleep Six. So as long as you're a member, when the season starts in January, they can book. So it's a nice little getaway on the island, knowing that, you know, we've assessed the caravan to make sure it's accessible.
That's a nice, I forgot about that. It's more than just activities. It's as a whole support package there for you. So go to the Isle of Wight Council website. That's www.islewightcouncil.org or something.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you just put in Isle of Wight Council in your search engine, it'll find it.
Or you can email short.breaks@iow.gov.uk.
Oh, yes, short.breaks@iow.gov.uk. Or say, Google the Isle of Wight Council, put in the search engine on their page, short breaks,
short
and you'll find everything you want to need.
Yeah.
And long may it continue.
Yeah, thank you.
I know every council's got budgetary issues, and I know every year, because we've been doing it for a few years, you come back to me and say, we do our best with it, and I know you guys work really hard to keep it running.
Thank you. Yeah, well, any funding is always approved by a panel. So we have parents, carers come in to assess the applications. And we also have the young inspectors.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned the young inspectors.
Yeah, young inspectors come along and they assess the activities. So we really ensure that what we're providing is needed and wanted.
Excellent. Well done. And say, short breaks on the Isle of Wight Council website, and you'll find loads of stuff there for you or your youngsters to do, to just give you and them a short break doing something completely different outside of school.
Yeah.
So excellent. Thank you, Danny, for coming in.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.